We're back to the topic we discussed at the workshop, that being the Milton Library bulkhead repair and replacement. Quick notes, we realized the sinking of the floor, the tilting of the wall. We took these steps to monitor it. We had an initial report. Initial report came back as serious but does not warrant vacating the building, that particular portion of the building. The design was authorized by you. The design was completed. The design was authorized about a year ago. The design was completed. It took up to 6 months to get the core permit. We did receive the core permit this spring. The project was advertised. We had a pre-bid meeting with three interested parties. In the end, we had two bids. So you know that. The bids were above the engineer's estimate. The discount we had hoped for by providing a land-based access through the parking lot owned by the town and the Division of Parks and Recreation did not support a significant discount, and only $5,000 in the scheme of things. We would have had to spend more in relocating the various items which had to be moved out of the way. So the recommendation is, after sitting down with the town's mayor and manager, as well as their public works team, that we proceed with the repair under a suggested value engineering proposal by the contractor, who I asked for a suggestion. We, the engineers, and sometimes, like Mr. Cole says, there's more than one engineering opinion, we felt it was opportune, because we are dealing with a failed bulkhead, to create a coated steel section, i.e. galvanized, and the return back came double the thickness, use regular steel, and your corrosion protection is actually longer if you run it out, based on the manufacturer. So I did check with the manufacturer to confirm that by using a double thick section is better than coating it, and it's significantly cheaper. So how can I argue with that? So it's a good suggestion, and the engineers probably shouldn't have over-designed it. And so we're gonna recommend that you accept the change order number one, which would be a change in scope by using a different sheet pile. Having said that, we are now very close to the estimated engineer's estimate. However, there's a couple of things we have to take into account. When we start driving the sheets, we may encounter obstructions in the river, because we're driving it very close to the existing location. So we have a excavation contingency in there, where we have to stop driving and start removing it with a crane cable rig. So that's in there, as well as additional sheet piling we have in there by the square foot. So in the end, I hope we don't hit any of these contingency items, but in the end, the price may be more than the lump sum base bid. There is one other precondition. We need the town's assistance to create the detour, and because the detour is required on Union Street, and a partial closure of the library for 2 days in order to set the barge and get the barge in the water, because there's a bridge on each side. Pedestrian bridge on the one side and a regular bridge on Union Street, as well as the power lines cross right over the pedestrian bridge, so it's very difficult to get a barge in the water. The pricing for all the mobilization is included in the project, but not the detour. Only we, the owner, can get a detour from DelDOT. We discussed the detour with DelDOT. That's Mr. Wright and I in our last meeting with DelDOT. They support it, but they will not allow town streets to be used in the detour unless we get the town council's or the town administration's approval, which Mr. Lawson and I are scheduled to get that on June 4th. So, having said this, I'm just being overly cautious. We would have a contingency where we say contingent upon town's approval, because otherwise we can't get the barge in the water. So, having said this, I know we have received a lot of discussion at the budget meeting, but I'm ready to recommend to make the report pair, because any of the options you discussed during your budget meeting, you have to have a building which doesn't sink into the river. So that's really, in a nutshell.
Well, you would certainly make an assumption that the town would be more than willing to work with you on detours and all that kind of stuff. If they care to have the place still there, they'd have their meetings in.
That was mentioned.
Yeah, I would think so.
If they don't want to, we're charged.
You have a motion, sir?
Do you have a motion? It's a two-folded motion because we deal with the, and I'm Mr. Sure, Mr. the county attorney will advise you the same thing. In many previous instances, you have to, Mr. Moore, please back me up on this. We have to award the contract as bid, and then we introduce the change order. We can't arbitrarily change it.
I'm sure of that.
Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that contract 18-09 Milton Public Library bulkhead replacement be awarded to JJID Incorporated for their low base bid of $460,000. And be it further be moved to accept JJID's value engineering change order proposal number one, resulting in a cost reduction of $120,000 for a revised project total of $340,000.
Pleasure, counsel.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second. Mr. Wilson. Any questions on a motion?
Yes, sir. Just one.
Mr. Arlett.
That would be, is there a level of confidence with no guarantees, and I understand that, with these improvements or repairs, that this will solve the issues that this building has had as it relates to it sinking and the safeguard that we have for our community and the residents?
Knowing from your colleague, Mr. Cole, that there are many engineers have many different opinions. I have a structural background as well as a hydraulic background. My colleague who did the design, as well as one other structural engineer who I know well, the three of us all discussed it. There's a high level of confidence, I would say in the high 90s, that this will stop the sinking of the first floor area.
Very good.
Any more questions to council? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I have the motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Mr. President.
Thank you.
Ms. Jennings, grant requests.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first grant request is Seaford District Library. They're requesting $2,500 for security cameras in the GED lab and study rooms. There have been no past grants for this project. Last council grant was $1,000 in 2012 from Mr. Vincent.
I'd like to make a motion to spend $2,500 out of Mr. Vincent's account.
For that effort. Mr. Cole, second.
Second.
Mr. Wilson, the grant $2,500 at Seaford District Library for security cameras out of my council matters fund. Any questions on the motion? Take a vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I'll be the motion carried. Next.
Okay, and the last one is Greenwood Police Department is requesting $1,000 for their 2018 National Night Out. The National Night Out event promotes a night out against crime in the community. Last grant received was $1,000 from Mr. Wilson.
Same thing.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett, to grant $1,000 to Greenwood Police Department for National Night Out from Mr. Wilson's Council Mac account. Questions on a motion? Take a vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I'll be motion carried. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Introduction, proposing ordinance, Mr. Moore?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. There's one, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B2 business community district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.3673 acre, more or less. And that's in Mr. Burton's district.
Move for adoption.
Mr. Burton introduces it.
That's all.
Council member comments.
We're now seeing applications with the new zoning classification. Is this the first one I think we heard?
I really do not know.
That means everything coming now forward should be
yes.
Of the new
right.
Classification?
Yes.
Okay.
Comments? Yeah, just two quickie, and that would be number one is just want to congratulate all of the graduates here in our county. I think a lot of both high school and college graduates, and so I want to wish them all very well, a prosperous future, and also in honor of Memorial Day coming up. I want to thank publicly also all of those that have lost their life for our country in their service.
Council member comments.
Me and he mentioned graduates. My grandson graduated with 4-0 this past Friday night.
Wow.
There you go. Just like
good
yourself.
Congratulations.
Which I thought was pretty good. He probably done his grandfather.
I'm going to make an assumption that comes from his grandmother's side of the family, probably.
Mm-hmm. Sam's still working on that GED.
And that goes most executive session for land acquisition.
You're close, George.
Motion, Mr. Harlett, second. Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Harlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Now, executive session for land